cyberspace cadet in Singapore wonders if he would have to get his parents' approval before converting to Hinduism. It all depends upon the parents, how you were raised, and how old you are. If you're under 21, then of course you would need your parents' approval. If you're standing on your own 2 feet and leaning on your own spine and are independent, then live your life and live your religion. Your parents will appreciate seeing the change in you. Cyberspace devotee from New York asks, we see that Hanuman is being invoked to bring Iravan Temple to Hawaii. But I'm wondering, why doesn't Gurudeva just ask him to do so? Well, definitely I have asked him to bring the stones of the Iravan Temple and place them on the foundation with one great leap. The Homa that we have periodically is to keep him reminded that this is what he should do for us. It's a long process. Stones are arriving early next year. The temple is half finished in Bangalore, and the Silpi carvers are working on the other half of it. It's a long process. So we invoke Lord Hanuman also to show appreciation as the process continues. Cyberspace Cadet in Virginia, in the United States, wonders how a particular form of a deity is chosen for the temple. One of three ways, it's often seen as a dream, the form of the deity that is to be in the temple. And there are many forms of each of the deities representing different attributes of the nature of the deity. Secondly, I might be asked to choose the form of the deity for a particular temple. And thirdly, the stewards of the temple, the board of trustees, or members of the congregation, or someone who gifted the deity to the temple would make that choice. Obviously, the preferred way of would be number one, that a dream would be had or a vision, and the deity himself would choose the form that he represents himself in during the puja time.